I just hope he doesn't change his mind. I just hope.
Hello, welcome to Rose Pricks for the shocking season finale of Bachelor in Paradise. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens and the Big Brother Smother podcast, and I'm with my gorgeous, talented co-host, Miss Stephanie Wilder-Taylor of the For Crying Out Loud podcast. Hi, Steph.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. Good. I'm in a post-paradise stupor.
Are you having post-traumatic stress?
I am. God, are these people doing okay? Are they still together?
Well, somebody doesn't watch After Paradise like me because I know the answer.
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at that. So we already have the answers. Do you guys want us to tell you? Well, we will.
Yes, we will.
First of all, thank you, everybody, for your iTunes niceness and for joining us over at facebook.com/RosePricksPodcast. And also, if you want automatic updates of when these come out, we always put them on Twitter and Instagram immediately. And the addresses for those are at RosePricksPod, doing too many podcasts. So go find us there. And thank you for everything. And let's get into this show. This was so fun. What do you think? I felt things, Stephanie.
I did too.
You did?
I did.
I was so embarrassed that I was feeling things. I like to pretend that I don't have feelings and stuff. But then I watch things like this and then I do feel things. And then I start thinking about my own issues and my own love-ish. And then I feel, and I just don't like it. I don't like feeling.
I know. I was trying to stay all hard and cynical.
I know.
But
well,
I was like, oh. Although I'll tell you who I was not feeling for is Josh and Amanda. I was feeling like calling Child Protective Services.
I was feeling like calling Domino's because that poor guy hasn't had a decent slice of pizza and neither should I. He's only had microwave pizza this whole summer. So I do feel kind of bad for him. You know, a man who loves pizza being stuck with like DiGiorno's on a beach where there's sand in it and shit. That's not easy, you know? A lot of his rage might just come from not having good enough food.
Yeah. And bitches. We can't control.
I get it, bitches. So we know it's going to be a touching night because Chris opens the show really fancily and says, the shocking season finale. No, it goes, the shocking season finale. I was like, oh, nice. I love that you're on Downton Abbey now, Chris. Class it up a little.
I just like the pressure everybody's under. He's like, who's going to get engaged?
Who's going to go home a loser? Who are we going to ignore in the end credits? Because if you haven't found love, you're not a real human being.
It is funny. I mean, it's funny that these people have been there 18 days.
Yep.
It's funny that Nick and Jen, okay, we'll get to it.
Well, let's, you know, they have that show Married at First Sight where people just get married, or there's another one that's like that.
Yes, I love those shows.
And everyone thinks, how crazy, why would people do that? We've been watching The Bachelor forever. We're totally going backwards in time where now an arranged marriage actually sounds good to people. It's like, well, yes, at least I'll have someone at home. At least I don't have to cook the breakfast dishes every day of my life.
Yep.
How we really lower our standards for love. Oh, 2016 hugs.
Now, Married at First Sight is coming back, isn't it?
It's already back. Just published a recap of it over at Trash Talk. I didn't write
really?
It, but I pressed the publish button. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that would have been a good one to recap. I mean, to do a show on.
Yeah, they're having fun. That's for damn sure. That show's full of gold. And guess what other show is? This one. Okay, so you
right,
guys don't throw up when I give you this mental image and turn off the podcast. But Carly and Evan are kissing in the morning in robes. Ew!
Yeah. And then Evan does a post-coital rap song.
Oh.
And I almost lost my dinner.
I fell in love with the girl named Carly. She was chilling on the beach like Bob Marley. She's gluten-free, but she likes barley. I wrote it. I transcribed it. You're welcome.
And then I didn't want to know that Carly's gluten-free. I just don't like to think of her that way.
I kind of like it. I like when a cynical person is also, like, really demanding.
Well, it just tells me that she's not that cynical. That it was some kind of little defense, and it wasn't that she's, like, funny or sarcastic or truly cynical. It was just that she's dying to be in love, and she had a wall up.
Walls up! Carly's face told me one thing yesterday. Evan has a gigantic penis. Gigantic. That thing must be like a little baby arm, the way she was smiling. I've never seen somebody turn around that quickly. And she's turned.
Oh, she is turned.
She's a dick-ted.
Oh, God.
She is. She was so happy. I was like, this girl just got everything she ever wanted. I mean, even after he does that lame barley rap, she goes, that was so good.
I know, because she's in love and she's so vulnerable. By the way, so one of our listeners sent me the clip of Carly getting kirked, and it was so good. And I thought that Evan was going to be really different from Kirk, but it turns out they're not really that different to me. They're both guys that were on Bachelor in Paradise, even though she was saying, oh, they're so different. This is so different. No, they're both guys that wear tank tops, have questionable facial hair, and were on a reality show.
I'm looking Kirk, Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah, but are they both like kind of nerdy older guys with kids?
Yes, look at Kirk.
Oh, did he have kids too?
Oh, I'm not sure, but he was like a nerdy kind of older guy.
I mean, he's kind of nerdy, but he's way hotter. Oh my God.
You think?
Yes, look at, there's like a shirtless picture of him with all of his muscles. And she also looked really cuter when she was just bleach blonde and whatever, you know, instead of whatever this craziness is she's got now.
Huh.
She's cute. Okay, I'm going to stop looking at the internet because we won't get through this. Yeah. Okay.
I know, sorry.
But yeah.
So, Lace and Grant.
Lace and Grant.
Oh, no.
Carly, sorry. I just have to add that Carly said, Evan is unpredictable. LOL, no, he is not. Evan is not unpredictable. The only unpredictable thing about Evan is who is he going to go beg for love from next? Because
exactly.
I like that they're all pretending that he never hit on anybody else, too. Because most of the time he was on this show, he was chasing after other people.
I know! He was creating his own date cards and stalking Amanda.
And on the after show, that dork Sean Lowe was like, wow, I have to hand it to you, Evan. You sure are consistent. You just kept going for it. And you're consistent. You're persistent. Whatever the word is, you're fantastic. You just went for it. No, he didn't. He was, okay, he was persistent, but he was not consistent, I guess is my point. Because the guy went from girl to girl, just like begging. I mean, the guy put like frozen lobster in a cage and then got denied. And then the next day is in love with somebody else. Come on.
I know. And it was so delusional when he was going after Amanda, like in the middle of her makeout session.
Yeah. So anyway, next was Grant and Lace.
Yes. Grant feels weird in a bad way.
Guys, Grant talking makes me crazy. He doesn't ever know what he's about to say. Sound familiar? He doesn't ever think about what he's going to say first. And he just babbles on about nothing so he can be talking.
There's like certain things that I feel like I should talk about with Lace before, you know, we get involved, you know, like why are your lashes trying to escape from your face? Like, why are they trying to fly away? I mean, I feel like these are kind of topics that, you know, we really need to discuss before, you know, get married or engaged or whatever.
I have like questions like, what were those bumps on you last night? Okay, what happened in their suite that it was so bad? Because they mentioned like 5 times that they had a really bad time in the fantasy suite. So
I know. What happened? They can't. It seemed so unfair that was a big story point, but we never saw any of it.
Yes. Like either she was yelling at him for no reason, which is her hobby, or he had a tiny one, or she had bumps on something, or he got poked in the eye with her lashes. Who knows? No one will ever know. But whatever it was terrible. That was like their first time together.
And why didn't the producers, the cameras weren't in the room at the time, why didn't they do some sort of an after interview and go, okay, well, what happened? Well, why was it bad?
Maybe they did, and it was just like She stuck her finger up my butt when she was blowing me. Like, maybe it was something gross that they couldn't say. I don't know. I have a feeling that was it.
I don't know, but listen, they had them. They were set up when they were in bed with their robes on because Grant was wearing his jorts under the robe.
I know. I wrote down, you're waking up in jorts and you're the one with questions. Lace, get some self-respect.
Then he goes outside and does that interview. He's like, I just need a moment. I just need to ponder some things. Like, I just need to figure out, like, how many abortions Lace has had and whether or not I want to drink Bud Light for the rest of my life. Like, I just have some questions. I just need some time.
Yeah, he's so flattering. He tells her, I might propose to you, like, and I might not, you know? And that's, like, a hard thing to be in bed. Like, I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Yeah.
Like, all you've been doing is lecturing her mindlessly and aimlessly about how much she needs to just trust. And that's it. Trust, 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 trust. And then he's like, well, you can't really trust. You know, it reminds me of my dog. Like, when I buy my dog a toy, it could be the most expensive, beautiful toy, but he won't play with it. But then if I get it, then he suddenly wants it because I'll play with him, you know, and I play with him and then I put it down and he doesn't want it anymore, you know?
Right.
And that's
right.
How Grant is. Like, Lace, you can't go through life being like bitchy and treating guys like shit and then letting your walls down and being nice because he doesn't want to play with you anymore when you're nice. He wants the bitch. So whatever you were doing before, do it. Fuck other guys. Flirt with other people because that's going to have to be your marriage if you're going to keep this shit together, girl. You can't just suddenly be nice and like, oh, I really care about your feelings, and I love you, too. He doesn't want to hear that, okay?
Yeah, he wants to fix you.
A skydiver.
So get broken, girl.
Yeah, break yourself, girl. A skydiver ain't going to jump off a curb and be happy. He needs to be thrown out of a plane.
Okay, so Nick and Jen. Yeah, so Grant leaves it as, I don't know, I might get engaged, we might not. I'll surprise you. And she's like, wow, okay. So yeah, Nick and Jen. Jen makes me want to punch her in the face. Jen says she wants to leave paradise holding hands with Nick. And she's like, yeah, I totally see a proposal at the end of this. What clues have been given to you that would make you suspect that you might get a proposal?
Oh, my God. Poor dead-souled Jen. Poor Jen with a dead soul. I think
all
she has a dead soul.
All she does is poke at him and poke at him and they have barely known each other. They've barely gone on a date. They're cuddling a lot. Who cares? I don't get it.
I think that the perfect sign to open this show was that there was a peacock making noise and it wouldn't stop. And she's like, oh, that peacock won't shut up. I was like, how do you think he feels? This is like a perfect sign. It's just like some noise at the side of him while he's trying to get his free beer and pizza. It's like some little squawking noise that won't leave him alone. There's nothing he can do about it. So he's just relaxing until it's over. And that's basically the perfect way to lead into a scene with Jen. And she says, I've never felt closer to him. We woke up together for a reason. And I see engagement in the end. Look, you woke up next to each other because someone else paid for a hotel room. He never would have done that. He won't fuck you for free behind a taco stand. He ain't going to fuck you in a hotel that somebody paid for. And I think the only thing that you have in common is that you're both comfortable enough not to shave your facial hair before you go on TV. Okay?
Exactly.
Shave your mustache, MacGyver.
I 100% agree.
And Nick, I love everything about Jen. We could be the next Jaden Tanner. Jaden Tanner. Jaden Tanner!
Oh,
gross.
God.
Stop mentioning them. Stop it.
So then we go to Amanda and Josh.
Okay.
I want to wake up with him forever. I don't think I felt this content about anything. Josh hasn't met my daughters yet, but it's something I'm not worried about because I'm really into him. Josh, everything is so real and genuine with me and Amanda. Like, if you're thinking it's not real and genuine, you're wrong. It's real and genuine.
That is totally but real and genuine.
As strongly as I feel, there's something that's bothering me. The one thing that's important to me is family. And I need to make sure that she doesn't have any family members that are civil litigators or domestic violence attorneys or somebody that's going to really throw a wrench in my plans.
How am I going to know if those girls can take a punch? I mean, I haven't met them yet. What am I supposed to do? What kind of journey is that? It's like a journey where I could be, you know, calling these kids little bitches and they can take it. Or it's a journey where someone's crying and threatening to take the kids away. Who else is supposed to clean the fucking oven? kind of journey is that? He said journey like 20 times. And his stupid accent. Oh, yeah. He says things like, it's surreal. Shut up. Why are you talking like that? That's not a recognizable accent.
But surreal. Then, genuine.
The mystery was finally solved, as it often is at the end of a long season of a mystery. But it's been bothering me where his accent came from. And last night I finally realized.
What?
He's trying to be a rapper. Like, he's trying to talk like he's some white boy rapper in the streets of Baltimore or something. And it's ridiculous. That's why he says things like, yeah, I only want to be with you. No. Please stop.
Yeah.
Poser.
He tries to limit himself to one syllable word so that he can do that sort of staccato. Like, there's a lot of each word is genuine.
Yeah. That's where it came from. Because, like, rapper. I think he's probably raps in his spare time on his garage band on his Mac.
Well, maybe he and Evan can start a rap group together.
Yeah.
Except that Evan comes out, and did you notice that he was wearing a see-through shirt?
Yes.
And he had these little boobies. They were definitely small bees.
Yes. He did. Evan tries so hard to wear trendy young people clothes, and it's hilarious. He's always done it. Remember Bachelorette? He wore those little pleather jackets with like the motorcycle collar. LOL, yes. Dude. Stop it. Please stop it. And on After Paradise, he's with Carly, who's still giggling happily over his dick.
Yeah.
And Michelle was like, whoa, look at you. You're like a totally different Evan, which of course he's not at all. He's like literally exactly the same. And he's like, yeah, now I'm all emo Evan. It's like, do you know what emo means? Because you've always been emo Evan, okay? That's not a hipster thing. It means emotional, okay? Yeah. You've always been a sobby little cry bitch. The only difference now between this Evan and the last one is that right now you have nobody to tattletale on.
Right.
But he'll be back.
I like the fact that Evan was the only one. They didn't even try to make it sound like he might have some other options or might not get married. They didn't even try. They're just like, yep. He's going to Neil Lane. He's going to get the diamond. He's not worried at all. He's totally on board.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Yeah. They're like, Evan's got one big choice to make today. What color minivan will he buy when he gets Carly?
I love the fact, too, that he's not worried about his kids at all. So that's good. Well, don't let yourself be weighed down by your fucking kids.
Yeah. And that's Amanda, too, by the way. You know, Amanda says things. She actually said, yeah, like, I've, like, never, ever felt this happy and content with, like, anything. Like, this is the biggest day of my life. You've had two children.
Yeah,
this is the biggest day of your life. Some mouth-breathing, overly sweaty, roid ragey guy who colors on his own hairline. That's the best day of your life. I'm sure your kids are going to love that. Yeah, you should speak at their kindergarten graduation, if you're even there.
Oh, God.
So Evan goes to see the ring guy, and I literally wrote nothing down, except that the ring guy looked kind of surprised to see him. Like, oh, wow. Someone's marrying you? All right, buddy. Well, have a seat, I guess.
Yeah. So they didn't like, I just wrote down that they didn't even try.
Expensive ring, because I know I'm getting it back at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Well, no, not him. Mm-hmm. So then, then they just go to Grant. Grant's having second thoughts.
I've never been this scared and confused of anything in my life. Really? Because you're a fireman. So buildings are like literally falling down around your head and on fire and you could die at any moment. But marrying Lace is the scariest thing. Come on.
And he's been full force ahead the whole time. So we're supposed to believe that he's having second thoughts?
Yeah, I believe that he was having second thoughts of whether he was going to be the next Bachelor. Because now that's everybody's motivation to me now. Now that I've seen how this whole thing works, I think he was like, well, should I end up with her or should I give it a go and go to the Bachelor auditions? I have learned that song from Annie. I could really kick this one's ass. I could knock it out of the park. No, you're not, Grant. I think some producer was like, Grant, no one ever wants to see you on TV again. Okay, you wonky-eyed chin again. Now. Get that girl, because this is your last chance. You go back to being desperate tomorrow. And he's like, okay, I'll do it then. Yeah.
He's like, but I learned all the lyrics to Maybe. I really think. Maybe in a house.
Don't start, because I love that song so much. I used to sit on my windowsill and sing that and pretend I was adopted. Grant
didn't.
Grant is just going through a rough time because puberty's starting and he just started to grow his little boobs. Because he also had little boobs. I was like, is this always how it ends where the guys get boobs?
Well, he's just stopped at the nipples, though. Evan's got the full-on little breasts.
Yeah, Evan's big sister.
Little breastlesses. Okay, so then Nick, who we know is not going to be giving a ring to Jen because we know he's the next bachelor, and he doesn't know where it's going. Oh,
The ring guy is like, how many times am I going to see you again, son?
Oh, I like, put down here that Nick has already explained to Jen many times, even though she's like, Nick won't tell me how he feels. Well, yeah, he told you that you live in Florida and he lives in Los Angeles, so he doesn't know where it's going to go. He can't tell the future because you guys have no future.
Yes, and if I've learned one thing on reality shows is that those psychics usually kind of know what they're talking about. Like, the psychic told you, okay? You're giving more than you're receiving. Stop being a loser. Go home. Dump this possibly gay person. Hopefully, fingers crossed. and go get a life. You boring ass dead soul. Go get a life. And Nick's just sweating all over the place because he probably had like 5 beers for breakfast. That was the most unromantic wake-up scene of all time, by the way, them waking up together.
Oh, the worst.
Oh, God. Okay. So, well, Josh...
because she takes every opportunity, every pause in the conversation is like, how are your walls? Are your walls up right now? Are they down? I feel like your walls came down a little bit, but then I've got a remote in my hand, and I think I just pressed a button by accident and made them go back up. Are they up? Are they down?
Walls up. Walls down. Have you ever shopped for a house, like on house hunting? Of course you have, right?
Yes.
No one wants a house that's been on the market for like 2 years, okay?
Right,
like,
right.
No one wants it. Stop trying to sell that house so hard. You either need to lower your price.
Right.
Make it look better, or just understand what neighborhood you're in and, you know, go for homeowners of that type.
And I'll tell you what people like even less is that the old BOM back on the market. Nobody wants the house that's back on the market because what's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Why did somebody change their mind?
Yeah. Leaky faucets. Yeah. That girl is like a Zillow disaster, basically. Sorry, Jen. You're a pretty girl, I guess, but, you know, I don't know. Lower your expectations. Or just find someone normal and stop trying to find hot guys on TV.
Exactly. So Josh meets Neil Lane, and I don't understand what he's nervous about at all because these guys have been together for more than 2 weeks. It's almost 3. I mean, this guy's just such a commitment phobe.
Yeah, I think that he's just faking it because it's the end of the show. They have to do something. I think the only thing he was truly nervous about was whether or not he could find a ring that would match his bracelet.
He's like, bracelet.
He's like, I'm wearing a bracelet. It's like a big braid right now, okay, on my wrist. Like, I don't want this to clash.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
Sweat.
You know,
I guess I'll be
bringing this back if it does, if I find out it clashes, you know? I'm not taking this off.
Oh, that poor old guy was like, you are sweating like a crackhead. Please do not touch the ring pillow. Okay? Keep your hands over there, sweaty sweat.
All right, so now we go to our first engagement.
Carly and Evan. Oh. And
John wanted to know if Carly had been given a time release roofie. Which.
Well, she stayed awake the whole damn time. But we need something to explain what was happening with that girl.
There's lots of love talk. This is where I did get a tiny bit emotional. I don't know why I was so mad at myself.
This was where I was feeling things too, because. Oh my God, that dog. He's like, I'm feeling things right now. I'm feeling things, Evan. Evan, I couldn't even write down what he was saying because I was like, he's so stupid. I'm not writing for 10 minutes just to know what Evan says.
I just wrote lots of love talk.
But then when he was like, yeah, Carly, like, I love you. And like, I've loved you since the moment I saw you, which is a lie.
Yeah.
And I never believed that I could find love, and I believed that love was impossible for me. Really? Because this is the second dating show you've been on, and you've been trying to get love from every damn person that's crossed over the welcome mat, okay? Yep. So if you didn't believe it, you sure still were trying hard, okay? When you really don't believe it, you stay home and you eat things, Evan. Learn how to hate yourself!
Exactly.
But you see, I'm projecting.
I think Carly was feeling feelings too, because I think she had a big thought bubble over her head that was like, finally, I can let myself go. I can gain. She's a girl who wants to gain 20 pounds.
Yeah, she's like, finally, I'll get to go on the date with who I really want to be on a date with. Papa John. Okay? Entenmann. I'm going to have a threesome with Mr. Entenmann and Papa John. And yep. That's it.
And then also, this guy's got a huge. If I'm feeling really crazy, I'm going to hit up both Ben and Jerry. What's up?
Orgy in my place. Woohoo. She's like, you want to make me be fearless and go through a life without calorie counting.
Yeah. But,
you know, I can't feel things now because it's over and I've built a callus over that feeling, but I was feeling it last night.
I was too. I said, it's sort of sweet. I can't help it. I think they're going to last.
And I was worried that I was going to be sad all night, but then Evan ruined it when he said, Carly, will you freaking marry me, girl? Oh, God. Your slacks are up your butt crack.
Girl.
Yeah, she's like, 1,000,000,000 times snap, yes, girl. 1,000,000 snaps, yes, girl. And he's like, ooh, you're everything, girl. Orange Robbie should have totally been the preacher for this.
Oh, my beach wedding. God. I wrote down that Chad's getting ordained as we speak to perform their wedding.
Chad's like, do you, stupid whore, take this pussy of a loser to be your nothing for the rest of whatever? He just walks away, drops his beer, and leaves.
In the car on the way back or on the way out of there, Evan's shirt was completely unbuttoned, which left me with a lot of questions.
Evan's shirt was?
Yes, Evan's shirt was unbuttoned, like to his belly button. In the car when they were leaving. What happened?
I don't know. Little nipple pinching from Carly. I don't know. Those two are too much because I actually believe that they're in love, and frankly, it grosses me out. So
me
glad
too.
They got
I
in the car and left.
Yeah, all right, Grant and Lace. Let's move on to Grant and Lace. All right.
Lice.
So she goes back to the thing about, like, we didn't have a perfect night in the fantasy suite, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think because she did, like, 8 shots of NyQuil, it feels like.
She told him off, because that's what Lace does, you know, when her walls are up. I think she probably told him off and they fought or something. And then he's like, well, now I can't get a boner. And she's like, you fucking loser. What kind of man are you? That's how it went in my mind.
I mean, do you think they talked about kids or no? Because then when he proposes, he's like, I want to have kids with you. I mean,
yeah, he's ridiculous.
What do you think happened?
That's what I think happened. I think that she started a fight over something stupid because that's how she roll. And then she probably made fun of his dick or something. And then he was like, hey, wait, why would you do that? Like, who does that? And she's like, oh, whatever. Get over it, you pussy. And then she, like, bent him over and started, like, you know, doing gross things to him with her, like, Lee press-on. So maybe one got stuck up there or something. And then he's like, whoa, this isn't respectful, like. And then she started crying because he didn't make her feel comfortable. And then he's like, oh, my God, I can't even be with you. You know, which is kind
right.
of how they will always start having sex. Like, that's always going to be the foreplay. I feel like. Well, maybe without the Lee press-on nail, but the rest of it.
But then, spoiler alert, they're going to get engaged. So who the hell knows?
Yeah. I love that Lace said, Lace goes, like, it's nuts to me that I'm the one who's nervous today. Like, out of all these people, I'm the nervous one. Like,
yeah.
I'm hot.
I'm so hot, and I'm usually the one being chased around and date raped. And today, it's like Grant is being distant, and I don't even know. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell him how much I love the way he loves me.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him know that I really appreciate how he treats me and how much he loves me.
Yeah. The one smart thing she said was, I shouldn't have let my guard down. And that's exactly right. Because like I said before, a man who loves a woman with her wall up isn't going to love a woman with her wall down, okay? It's not the same thing. Different kitchen designs, all right, Lace? Also, I never noticed how terrible Lace's hair extensions are. There's like a whole layer that's barely hidden under the other layer of just really, really bad hair. Poor thing.
And teeth.
Yeah, well, the teeth are harder to do something about, but that hair is totally within her control. Like, she just doesn't love herself, you guys.
She
all right,
doesn't.
Hugs. So now
right.
she...
I started feeling things for this one, too. What's wrong with me?
You did? I didn't at all for this one.
Well, so
I really don't like Grant at all.
Lace is like, Grant, I just want to tell you that, you know, even if, like, I don't know, we had kind of a bad night last night or whatever, but I just thought, like, you know, whatever, if you're just going to, like, leave, that's fine. But if you are, I just want you to know that, you know, like, you really make me feel good about myself. So that's good. And also, like, if you do decide to, you know, like, propose or whatever, I can get us, like, a discount on the reception at Hooters if you want to do that. So just keep that in mind.
Every six that, like, wing, we get like an extra wing. So like, yeah, keep that in mind before you run, okay? I like when she said, I find you beyond handsome and beyond witty. It's like, okay, you're already lying. I don't even know how I can listen to the rest of this.
Yeah.
She's like, you know how to put out fires. And like, you know, when I put up walls, you pull out your fire axe. And then you take down my walls. And then you're like, ew, you're so much uglier with your walls down. And I'm like, I know. So I build another wall. And then you like do it again. It's like, it keeps us both working, you know?
Yeah,
and employment's super important in America.
Creating jobs, you know, like Trump. So we both agree on that. Jobs.
Jobs.
Jobs, yeah. So then Grant proposes to her. And she's like, oh, my God, I didn't even know that was going to happen.
He's like, I love you when you're mean to me. I love you when you kick me. I love you when you pinch me. I especially love you when you're lace. Be quiet.
I know. But I'm a girl. I was feeling a little bit. I couldn't help it. But I knew, I mean, listen, they've been together, you know, like we said, less than 3 weeks. So they're not going to last, but it was sort of sweet.
Well, they moved in together. She's moving in with him. So we found out at the end that they're actually still together. They were on Bachelor After Paradise or whatever together. So I don't know. He's taking it. She's beaten and he's taken. Also, what else was I going to say about this? The biggest red flag for me, did you notice when he put on her ring that she had a ring tattooed already on her finger, on her ring finger?
Oh, I did not notice that.
She has a ring tattoo on her damn finger. So she's either been engaged before, or she's already done this stupid tattoo things with another guy, which she didn't mention when she was in the tattoo shop with this guy.
Right,
so
right.
No wonder she was like kind of freaking out.
Deal.
Yeah, well, it was. It's like the second time she's like, I cannot have a tattoo for every guy who promises to marry me and then dumps me. Okay, so if I get this tattoo, we're doing it.
All right. So these people have literally not even been together 3 months.
3 weeks.
So I don't care if they're saying they're going to move in. It's not going to last.
Yeah. 3 weeks, right? Didn't you say it's 18 days of filming?
Right. And now it's been like a couple months since they filmed, because they filmed in June.
Ay, ay, ay.
So now it's July, August. So they've been together less than 3 months total.
Ay, ay, ay. I don't see it going well for you guys. Although but I wish you well.
I do. I think Evan and Carly are going to make it last.
I think they will, too.
Because, see her, too.
Yeah, I think they will, too.
All right. Boring Nick and Jen.
Nick and Jen. Brr,
Jen
brr.
Plans to tell Nick what she wants. Because, you know, she's been so opaque up until now. She's like, I just think he doesn't really understand, you know, what my feelings are and what I need. And he has a hard time communicating his feelings to me. But I think I need to communicate to him like what I expect and what I want. No, you don't, Jen. You don't.
I like that she keeps. I like that she keeps pretending she has self-respect by saying, "This is what I need from him." Like that's really what we're concentrating on. You were never going to be the one to dump him. I don't know who you think you're kidding with this, but that is some phony ass self-respect, lady.
Yeah, she's.
And
like,
also, Nick kept blinking really hard because the sun was shining right in his eye. So he literally could not physically look at her while she was talking to him. His one eye was closed like a pirate, and he just kept looking down and away because the sun was in his eyes. And I was like, poor
hilarious.
Jen could not win, man.
And she's like, I think this was right before. She's like, I'm ready to be a wife and a mother. I mean, I just need, you know, that sperm. So even she was telling him how she feels, it was like she was reciting a grocery list. Did you notice that? She's like, you know, I really like love and I think you're good and I, you know, need some like Advil and I like those Hot Pockets, I guess. the broccoli and cheese is probably good. Get some potatoes because I'm going to put them in the microwave for later.
She was so, she didn't even talk about real things she liked. All she talked about during her romantic talk was how his guard up. She's like, I like how you like maybe let your guard down just a little bit, but you're, you know, you're like wall still up. But like,
But like, follow your passions. You've been hurt before. I'm vulnerable. My walls are down. Your beard is up.
Yeah.
That makes me wonder if your walls are up. She's Jen for generic.
Yes. When she said, your walls came down, like you let your guard down a little, which must mean that there's potential. Oh, girl. You ever heard of Dr. Laura? Never fall in love with potential. That's some bullshit right there, girl. You need to listen to some hateful AM radio and learn some lessons.
So then Nick delivered the only fun part of this whole episode. He's like, look, he starts crying. And he's
and for real crying, by the way. Yeah, yeah. You win the Days of Our Lives award because that was some real shit, Nick.
Yes.
Good for you.
He's like, I wish I could tell my heart what to do. If I could tell my heart what to do, I would tell it to choose you. But my heart is such an asshole and it controls me. You know, like that kid in the Twilight Zone that like controls his whole family and like he makes them do everything. That's like my heart. And my heart is crazy, but it's telling me to leave you. And then he throws in the, I don't deserve you.
Yeah.
Oh, Nick.
Oh, God.
You need to add that.
And the hug.
Oh, hack.
But I was ready to leave. Blink, blink. Hard cry. Blink. Oh, squeeze out them tears. Like, I was ready to leave. And then you came. And I knew that there was, like, a chance for a lot more free beer and pizza over the next couple of weeks. Blink. Hard link. So I stayed.
And then she's crying and he's crying. They're both crying more than a 14-year-old girl watching Titanic. I'm like, shut up, both of you.
And then he gives her the obligatory breakup hug.
Yes.
Poor Jen. I feel like she knew that this was going to happen because she seemed like, I have to say things to him, but she just looked like she knew she was about to get dumped. When she actually said, I'm falling in love with you, or she goes, I've fallen in love with you, she looked away like, I cannot believe I'm doing this. And she's like, I want you to follow through. I know you can follow through. I mean, that's just pathetic, girl.
Yeah.
Get a hold of your damn self.
Then he leaves, and she's like, back to her shopping list. Nick had his wallet, but it was starting to come down. But he needs to see what's in front of him. What's in front of him is Bachelor 217, bitch.
Yep. He's got his own show now. He wins.
Yep.
And also that hug when he hugged her, he's taller than her. And so he had really, really sweaty armpits. And he got armpit sweat all over her on their goodbye hug. And then she had to, like, drive home with his armpit sweat still on her. And yep. I was like, LOL, you sad sack. See you later. Someone stop this girl by a barber for a shave and a haircut, all right?
And then they say, I don't know why they were saving Amanda and Josh for last. Like, is that's not best for last. That's most troubling for last.
That really is. They're like, now, a first look of Enough, starring Jennifer Lopez and some abusive guy.
So who was saying, I feel like my heart is like a rope and I can't untie it? Is that Josh?
Hold on, I'm looking through my things. Amanda says, oh, I don't know, I can't find the rope thing yet. But she's like,
I have no doubts at all about giving my rose to Josh. People have told me rumors, but like, I know like Josh is like a guy who will beat me when I need to get beat. And like, he'll slap my kids until they go to bed when I tell them to go to bed, you know?
And then they show Josh exhaling like, and you know that whole beach is covered with little particles of oregano.
She's like, a lot of people have warned me about Josh, but I don't listen because I've known him for 18 days, so I know better. My kids will be fine. I mean, yeah, does he fly off the handle sometimes and call his girlfriends fucking cunts? Sure, but I'm not like them. I know how to keep my mouth shut and not make him angry.
You can't get mad at somebody calling a kitten a kitten. Like, blame the kitten for being a kitten. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think the original title of this show was Daddy Issues by the Sea. Amanda.
I like that they do it right by the ocean because they have an 80% chance of not even having to hear what the other one is saying, which is like the perfect foundation for these relationships, you know? Just pretend they're saying whatever you need them to say.
Then Josh goes, Amanda has two beautiful children who I would like to meet someday. You know, maybe she could keep them in the basement or whatever and like just pass some oatmeal down to them, you know, for like a few months or a year or whatever until like I'm ready.
I don't even know if she's ready. Like, does she even know how to work the microwave for my DiGiorno's? I don't know. I've never seen her press the buttons. Like, what proof do I have? doing his Lamaze breathing over there. So then she's the first one to talk, and she's like,
I never, like, thought that, like, my idea of love even existed.
No, everything's in upspeak. I didn't even know that the love like this, like, existed.
Question mark.
I can't wait to leave here and do, like, real life with you. I'm so happy.
And then she does her whole romantic thing, and his answer is, like, a little curt, polite smile, and he goes, thank you. That was sweet. She's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. He's like, then he's like, this was really weird. He seemed like he was reading the whole time. He's like, in the past, I've been with some real hotties, but, you know, it wasn't right because they were also bitches. But, you know, with you, your sweetness just makes me furious. Like, sometimes when you're so nice, I just want to, like, do karate on your face. Like, your beauty makes me want to punch your children.
My little sister had a Care Bear, like, when we were kids, and I cut it open. And then I, like, pooped on it. Then I, like, put it in the washing machine. Then I put it through a shredder. You remind me of that Care Bear. She's like, oh!
By the way, I saved that Care Bear for your kids. Hope they better like it.
It may or may not explode when it's hugged too hard. We'll see. Also, he keeps talking in that stupid rapper voice, and he's like, you know, I was really scared of coming on this journey. Like, I was really, 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 really worried. Shut up, dude.
Because some people, you know, said some stuff about me, but it wasn't true, you know? And that was, like, my reputation. So I don't like that. I hope you're not like that.
The biggest mystery here was, why does he have a mom pouch? Did you notice that in his pants? He looks like he's had one child. He's got just that little mom pouch, like that womanly pouch right below his belt. I wasn't sure what's up with that.
See that.
I couldn't stop looking at it. I was like, a guy like Josh wears... like pleated, were they pleated or just iron in front?
I don't know,
but I was just like, well, one mom pouch to another. Oh, this is so romantic. So then
he
pulls
out a diamond.
He pulls out his box and, like, opens the DiGiorno's, and it's like, oh, it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno's.
Did you notice, though, when she looks at the ring and he goes, yeah, it's got, like, a lot of diamonds.
She's like, wow, thanks for this free ring.
Yeah.
That you totally got for being on TV. He's soaking wet by the end.
Oh, I know. So gross.
He's like, can we have a glass of crushed up Adderall with some vodka and roids so I can toast my future punching bag? That would be great. Just want to sweat all over this bitch. Like, he was sweating really, really badly. Really badly.
Oh, I know. A lot of sweat. Terrible.
Oh, gosh. And then we got Chris. He's like, wow. What an incredible ending. I mean, there were 3 engagements and like 900 masturbation sessions, if you included what I did here. So let's watch some clips.
I want to know how long, I'm going to Google this. How long was Andy with Josh? Okay. They were together because... I just want to know how long Amanda's going to stay with Josh. I saw some pictures from Instagram of Josh walking around with her kids on his shoulders.
Well, those are really cute pictures too. Blah, 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 how long are they going to stay? Blah, 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 blah. Okay. From what we've seen of both of them, Andy's a lot stronger of a person than Amanda. Amanda's got 2 little girls, and she said on the after show, she's like,
really, all I want is someone to, like, you know, like, he'll go to work, and then at the end of the day, we're like, I don't know, eat dinner.
It's like, she's not really looking for much. She's basically like, pay my rent, make sure I can sleep late on Saturdays, get them kids up for me. That's it, really. Beat me, call me a C-word, I don't care. Andy was different. That girl was like a lawyer or something, you know? She's like, I'm not, how dare he speak to a woman like that? Amanda would be like, well, at least he, you know, spoke to me today. It may have been the C word, but it was something like.
Yeah, but she is, even if she's quiet, you know that at some point he's going to be jealous because she's pretty. And he's going to be like, why were you looking at that guy in the grocery store?
Yeah. She's like, it was just cilantro. And they'll be like, ugh. Fucking cilantro. Listen to me, cilantro. I'll kick your ass if you ever look at my bitch again.
Like, that's so romantic. He held the cilantro for me.
He's like, my ex-girlfriend like was a bitch because she wrote a book about me. But what I love about you is you can't read. That's hot.
So you'll never know. Where were you, bitch?
I was at Ralph's.
Who the fuck is Ralph?
It's a grocery store.
Go to somewhere not named after a man next time, you whore.
That's what I'm not. I think that's not an exaggeration. I think that's going to happen.
He looks so angry. So after Paradise, I was cooking, so I missed, you know, I mean, I heard most of it. But, wow, when they came on, they still, oh, wait, we didn't say Jorge. It ended with Jorge. Oh, no, wait, we didn't even finish the show. What am I talking about? I scrolled down, there were more notes. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Yeah, oh, no, I was done.
Oh, you were? Because then they showed us stuff that happened at the end. They were like, so-and-so is still together. So we find out that the twins are still stupid and single. And we find out that Daniel is still single. Like, none of these are really shocking.
Right.
We find out Ashley is almost ready to give up on Jared. But we found out in the last podcast that they've been on some, like, tropical vacation together.
Right.
Kayla dumped Jared in like 2 seconds, which we've already talked about. Vinny has pics with all these hot chicks, so I guess he didn't end up back with Izzy.
Right.
Even though she was on TMZ sleeping in his lap. But, you know, he's probably like, friend zone, bitch. Chad, they said, the next bachelor will be never this guy. It was Chad. Right. Evan and Carly are moving in together in Nashville. And Lace and Grant, Lace moved to San Francisco with Grant, and Josh moved to the OC with Amanda. Loves the daughters. Aw, you know what's so sad?
Those pictures.
No mention of poor, boring Jen. Like, they're like, whoever ended up single, you know, that girl's a loser. She got dumped at the last second. No one cares about her. Did she shave her mustache? Did she ever speak, you know, in something other than a monotone? We'll never know. Thanks a lot. Bachelor in Paradise.
I know. I am going to be following how soon these people break up, though. We'll have to keep people.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to keep some Google alerts going. And then it really ends. The real ending is Jorge. He's like, I'm emotional about it because, you know, like one of the best advices to give the people in love is you got to be there for each other, you know? Like if you need to lean, you need somebody to lean on. If you need to be leaned on, you need somebody to be able to lean on you. If you need to punch somebody, you need somebody there to punch, you know? If you need pizza, you need somebody to work the microwave because that guy will call you a cocksucker if you don't do it the way he wants.
I should know.
And then Jorge's crying, which is so sweet. And he goes, you know, if life gives you lemons, you make lots of lemonade. That is not romantic, Jorge.
No, and why is he crying?
I guess maybe he's divorced or something, but poor Jorge. How is that a way to end a romance show?
It was so sad. I can't believe that an executive didn't go like, you don't end it on Jorge crying at the bar.
I think they know what show they're making. I mean, the very last line of Bachelor in Paradise is, if life gives you lemons, you make lots of lemonade. That's how it ends.
Oh God,
so good. So after Paradise, Josh and Amanda, all the couples who stayed together, come on. Evan, who said on Twitter, I can't wait to meet this Michelle Collins girl and give her a piece of my mind, of course did not. And Michelle Collins is so honest. She's like, all right, Evan, let's, you know how I felt about you this whole time, let's be honest, it was lukewarm. She just beat him up the entire time. She's like, but I love Carly. So, Carly, what do you think about being with a loser, you know? And
right.
Evan's big tell-off was, oh, gee, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Did you get the feeling that there had been a little tension between them after watching the episodes?
Michelle and Evan or?
Carly. With Carly and Evan. Did you get the feeling that he was a little bit,
it seems like he was being a whiny brat, kind of. But he's always like that. When he was talking about the relationship, you mean watching it on TV?
Just that watching it back and seeing all that when he said it did feel bad to hear all the things she said about me.
Yeah, he's like, and my family was like, what the hell? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it hurt, but also it's Evan. I mean, his family also saw him like trying to make lobster for somebody who was making out with somebody else on a couch. Like, Evan's just a pathetic, pathetic guy. Like, he's a nerd. So, in a bad way. So, I think his family knows. I think they were just like, well, thank God she ended up taking you in and she's being nice now. But yeah. The problem with being with someone like that is now he knows he has you. And he's going to be more of a wuss than ever. He's probably like, that hurt my feelings every day about something. She's like, oh, man up. It's going to be a fun relationship, guys. Good luck. So, who was the other couple besides Josh and Amanda? Who was the other one? I forget.
Nick and Jen, but they weren't there, right?
No. No, because they broke up. So she...
Carly and Evan.
I think
Evan,
she did come out. She's they were like...
And Grant and Lace.
They were like, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm okay. Like, you know, like, I guess I'm happy for him. And Michelle's like, we've got a psychic. And the psychic is like, oh, your lucky day is coming up. You're going to meet a man on your lucky day.
Yeah, but September 26th.
Don't make it only about a man. You just told her only lucky day in life is when she's going to meet a man. Like, what kind of psychic are you? That was pathetic. The only other ones care about are Josh and Amanda.
I didn't like that Michelle kept going, I love her. She's the best psychic ever.
Well, she was pretty good, and she did give her a good piece of advice, which was, honey, realize that you're the prize. Like, what are you begging for? You're a pretty, you know, somewhat, I mean, you can talk. Like, I don't want to call you intelligent, but, like, you're a very pretty girl. You are the prize. Stop being so fucking pathetic. Like, you're not trying to win some loser who doesn't even want you. Like, that doesn't even make any sense. I mean, she said it in her own psychic way, but
yes.
Still, like, basically what we've been saying the whole year. Get some self-respect. So I like that.
Yeah.
Josh and Amanda, that was awkward. Their body language is just really awkward. She sits there with her legs crossed and her hands crossed over her legs, and he leans back to look really relaxed and holds a drink. He's the only one who's... has to constantly drink the whole time, not touching her at all, and eventually kind of puts his arm behind her on the couch, but still not touching her. Like, they look like they don't even touch. Like, he looks like he doesn't even like her to me.
I agree.
And she sticks up for the man who beats her, and that's pretty much it. She's like, yeah. Well, people, like, you had a bad, like, reputation, like, so, like, you know, like, I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, you know. We wake up in the morning, I punch her in the stomach so she can't show a bruise at work, and, you know, we go on with our day. Like, it's love, right?
Yeah.
Asshole.
And she's like, well, he, like, legally adopted my kids already, so it's kind of like what's done is done. Like, that's it. So.
And if not, at least I'll get a portion of my rent paid forever. So, you know, like, it's a win, kind of win. Lord.
Man.
Well, that brings us to the end of the season. Everybody, thank you so much for being with us. We will, of course, be back for The Bachelor when it starts.
Yes.
But more importantly, this week we start the logo show, Finding Prince Charming, which is the Gay Bachelor show. That will be on our free feed. We'll still be doing bonus episodes weekly for anybody who wants to be on our premium feed and get some extra content. Just go to rosepricks.com for that. I cannot wait. We've got two bonus episodes which are on our premium feed, and those are a big, long preview of all the gays to come on Finding Prince Charming. So be back with us. We'll be back Friday at some point.
We'd yes, at some point we will, and we'll be spreading the word on social media, and we can't wait. It's going to be really fun, and go back and listen to the preview episodes we did for it where we talked about the cast, because it was very funny.
Those are in the bonus. Also, Stephanie, I forgot that yesterday, the 6th, was our two-month anniversary. And in,
oh, my God!
In Bachelor time... That's marriage time. Like,
that is.
We need to get serious now. Like, are we going to have kids? 2 months. Can you believe it?
That's so long.
Well, we started June 6th. Oh, no, it's our 3 month. That means that we should be getting married, right? Because we started June 6th.
We've been doing this 3 months already?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm bad with counting. I've been watching these shows too much.
That is super exciting.
3 months, Stephanie. So we are set in luck. We are getting married.
Imagine where we'll be in 6 months.
Oh, God.
Divorced and in court.
Bruised. Bleeding. Unable to microwave our own pizzas. Oh, love. All right, everybody. Right. We will see you on the next show. Bye.
Bye.
I just hope.